Hi there, this is Vicki Ronchetti with The Confirmation Conversation, because who doesn't want to talk about dogs? Today we're going to be talking about creating a home at the dog show. And what I mean by that is we want to create a space at the dog show that works for both you and the dog. So it's really important that the space that you set up and that you create there is beneficial to you and to your dog. You would be surprised at how something like this that seems insignificant, how important this can be. It's really critical when you are, especially if you're new and you're dealing with possibly some performance anxiety, you really want to make sure you're prepared. And part of being prepared means having everything you need and not getting there and then feeling like you can't relax, your dog can't relax, you're really not comfortable. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So the most important thing, the first thing I already mentioned, is that it really needs to work for you and the dog. So it doesn't really matter how other people set up. What matters is how you set up for you and your dog, and that you create a space that works for both of you. So one, like for instance, if you have a dog who's super reactive, you don't want to set your dog up in a really open space where there's a lot of activity and people walking by. You probably want to find a place that's a little bit more off to the side so the dog can actually relax and feel safe. But we're going to talk about a lot of these variables. The other thing is it must be functional, right? So you need something, a space that, you know, isn't where there's a lot of foot traffic. You're not set up somewhere you're not allowed to be. You're not, you know, if you don't have any shade, you don't want to be set up in a place that's full sun, right? So you need to take all these things into consideration, that your space needs to be functional, meaning it needs to have enough room, you need to be able to work around in there, and you and your dog need to feel comfortable there. And finally, you need to have everything you need, because that's part of feeling confident and comfortable going to a dog show, is knowing that you're prepared, you have everything you need, and you are absolutely good to go. So there's some obvious essential items that you're going to want to bring. And these are kind of the dog show preparedness checklist items. You know, these are the things that you're probably not going to forget because they're glaring at you. And that's going to be things like a chair for yourself, bait for the show ring, if you are going to use that in the ring with your dog, your show clothes, your show shoes. This is an important one. A lot of people leave the house in their, you know, grimy old tennis shoes, planning to change into their show shoes. And if you don't have those, you know, that's going to create anxiety for you potentially if you're in the ring with the shoes you don't want to wear. All of these little things can really trip you up when you're new and you're just getting started. So your show clothes, your show shoes, your equipment, right? So whatever you're going to walk your dog around on at the show, that might be just their big slip leash or maybe a leash and collar, but also your show equipment. So what are you going to take into the ring when you show your dogs? And frequently, that's not the same thing you're walking around on, right? We use the show equipment we use to best show off the dog. That's why the equipment that we choose for the show ring is so small. It's supposed to not distract or take away. So you don't have to worry about that when you're walking around the show ring or the show grounds. You do have to worry about it when you're walking around in the show ring, but not in the show grounds. So, you know, I like to always have a separate, you know, separate equipment just for walking around. Water for yourself and your dog. This is important all the time, but of course it's critical when the weather gets warm. You both have to have water there. And a crate for your dog, unless you have a very big dog and you're using something like an X-Pen, but some way to contain your dog. Because it's really important that when your dog isn't showing, we are creating a really restful and calm atmosphere. So that means that I just don't want your dog to sit around on leash all day waiting to show when they're not really going to probably ever be able to really settle down and calm down if they're just on leash all day. So having a crate or some way to contain the dog is really important and beneficial. There's a whole lot of other less obvious things that you need to make sure you have and that you're planning for when you create this home for you and your dog at the dog show. So a lot of this is going to depend on the dog's needs. Like, who is your individual dog? Who are you? What do you need? So One thing that I think is important, and this also will vary with some dogs, is comfortable bedding for the dog. So, you know, within their crate, you know, you want to have obviously something comfortable for them to lie on, especially if you're hoping that your dog will sleep in there, which I generally am. I don't want my dog to be in a crate at the dog show revved up the whole time and just wound up. When they're in their crate, I expect them to take a nap and sleep if they're not chewing on something. So I want to make sure that I have comfortable bedding in there for the dog. Also, I try and bring chews for the dog or something for them to work on if they're chewing and or if they're just sitting around the crate. I want them to have something to chew on. And I don't mean a stuffed animal. I mean like, you know, a big bone or a bully stick or something like that. Just something that if you have a dog who has a real strong need to use their mouth, and usually the dogs that are that way are very mouthy with other things. So they might be mouthy on people, or they were as a baby. They probably are very vocal, or they can be. And a lot of times those dogs lick a lot. They'll lick you, they'll lick your arm, they'll lick anything. And for dogs that have behavior problems, these behaviors can actually become over the top, where, you know, a dog who has a tendency towards being vocal or towards being mouthy, that can really ramp up if the dog gets anxious or over aroused or overwhelmed or whatever. So having something for the dog to chew on, if that's beneficial for your dog, could be important for you. Blankets for the human and for covering the dog. So there are times at the dog show when you're going to be there all day. And this really has changed a lot since the beginning of the National Owner Handler series, because a lot of times people would just come and show and go. But now that we have this whole other entity, you could need to stay for owner handler groups if you're competing in that, or regular groups if you're competing in that. And sometimes it can get really cold. I was just at a dog show, you know, a month ago, and there ended up being a fun match in the afternoon. So I was there up until like 5 o'clock, but it got really cold and I was underneath one of the blankets that I had to cover the dog crates because it just got so cold, but also for covering your dog's crates, because every dog is different. But if you have a dog, again, who gets overwhelmed or anxious or worried or just ramped up, dog that has a hard time relaxing, they may have different triggers that get them going. So for some dogs, they might get upset if they hear a dog tag jingling or hear somebody walk by. For other dogs, it's visual. They don't react at all to any noises, but if they see anything, they react to that. So you kind of need to know your dog, but it never hurts to have blankets. It never hurts to have towels, because you just don't know when a dog is gonna, you know, get sick or their feet get wet or something, and you just need a towel to dry them off or to clean something up. It's important to have food for you, again, especially if you're going to be there for a lot of the day. Most shows sell food, but some don't. And if you start getting hungry and you don't have anything to eat, that can change things for you and your dog, right? We want everything to be comfortable, available, everything you need is there. And that means food for you and possibly your dog. If you have a baby puppy or you're going to be there late, you know, you might want to bring your dog's meal. Grooming equipment, right? So when I'm showing my miniature dachshunds, I don't need much for grooming equipment. I need a wipe. That's kind of about it. Because I've done all the grooming's already done. But if I'm taking one of my Laochen, I need a table, a blow dryer, brushes, all sorts of equipment. You know, it's a lot more. So you want to make sure you have everything you need. It's also a good idea to have something for you to do, especially if you're going to be there for a long time. Now, of course, most of us all have smartphones and we just doodle around on our phone and can do that. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to bring a book. I've even had a bunch of friends that would go and we would knit when we were at the dog show hanging out. So just something that everybody, or something that, you know, you can do and work on for when you're waiting around time. This can take some of the anxiety off of you as well. So I know that I have horrible anxiety with flying, but I no longer fly on any airplanes unless, you know, unless it just happens by accident. But I make sure that I'm flying on an airline that has movies, that I can watch a movie, because if I can watch a movie, it way decreases my flying anxiety. So the same could be, you know, true with you at the dog show. If you're at the dog show and you're sitting around for hours and hours and hours waiting to go to group, you could just be ramping up your anxiety about it when you could just be reading or, you know, playing a game on your phone or doing something like that. It's a good idea to also have emergency first aid stuff, especially if you or your dog are sensitive. So just having a small first aid kit, but also some meds on hand that can be beneficial to have, like Benadryl. So if you get bitten by a spider or your dog gets stung by a bee, you know, you have that available to you. And again, you know, this does really depend on your individual dog, right? So for some dogs, they're just going to go in a crate and lay down and not care. They're just like, okay, this is good. But we do need to do a little bit more work typically for dogs that are reactive or shy or anxious, or even dogs just get really easily, quickly aroused, or dogs that have a hard time coming down after they've kind of gotten ramped up. So for these guys, we need to create even more of a true resting space. So it's not enough just to throw the dog in a crate if he's just standing up with his eyes wide and like barking at every dog who walks by. That's not going to do him any good. And it's just going to make you and everybody else frustrated. So again, we really want to create a space for all the dogs, but particularly for these guys, where they truly can rest. So that means that you don't set up in a loud area. You don't set up in the middle of everything. You find a spot that's a little bit further away, that's a little bit quiet, that's a little bit more chill and laid back. I like to recommend to all the people who've done my From Shy to Showy, I really like the Through a Dog's Ear music for dogs. So this music was actually designed to help calm dogs down. And sometimes people think that's like woo-woo, you know, weird stuff that doesn't work, but it really makes a difference. I've used it for my dogs. I use it with my birds. And iCalm actually makes a little freestanding speaker. I play this all the time when I have litters of puppies. There's just sound going on all the time and it's very calming. So think about if you do that with babies and when they're sleeping with their mom and they're getting conditioned to that sound as they're nursing and as they're just being with their siblings. And then that sound later is paired at the dog show when we're needing them to be calm. That's a classical conditioning association that I'm building in very early. And so it can be really helpful there. But also you can just play this stuff off your cell phone. Get yourself a little $10, $15 freestanding speaker, put it up to your phone, and play calming music. Again, some way to cover up your dog's crate. It's good to have a blanket. It's good to have that so that if, you know, again, your dog is stimulated visually, you're able to sort of put a cover on and help ease that back a little bit. And then there's also a lot of different products, more holistic products that are available. One of them I really like is called DAP or Adaptil, and it's dog appeasing pheromone. And they make collars, they make sprays, so you could just spray a little bit in your dog's, you know, on their bedding and help them to be calm in there. But the idea is that we really, really want the dogs to make sure that they can rest. It's not gonna be beneficial, again, if they're just fired up all day and they never get a chance to really rest and relax. And you should see a difference in them in the show ring when they're really calm and they've really had a chance to chill out and relax. So really think about that. Make it your goal to create a home at the dog show, a space that is safe for them, a space that is calm, a space that has everything you need. And you can recreate this at every dog show. If you create a routine, you can make it so familiar by doing the same things that all that stuff is there, and it can really, really be beneficial for you and your dog. So I encourage you to give that a shot. Feel free to let us know on Facebook or via email how this works for you. And thanks for listening. This is Vicki Ronchetti from Show Dog Prep School.